Hello and welcome to the Square and the Round podcast. Before we go even a moment farther,
that's right.
The Round has something to say.
Absolutely. So we appreciate everybody who's been tuning into the Square and the Round ever since we did this. We didn't know so many people would enjoy it, but you know, it's been kind of surprising.
I don't know how many people are. I never even
And I don't tell you.
No.
So we just assume it's a lot.
As far as I know, it's just me and you sitting here chatting.
Yeah. But you know, we've been working hard, and you know, now it's time to reap our reward. We are nominated for an award, the Yes Weekly Best of the Triads, Best Podcast of the Triad. And you can go and vote right now until Wednesday, April 17th. Mm-hmm. I will put the link to the voting website in the description. Just click there. It'll take you where you need to go. Yeah. And vote for the Square in the Round for Best Podcast in the Triad for Yes Weekly 2024.
This is it. Do it.
Like now. Do you know what I just said?
Something about an award.
Fair enough. That's all you need to know.
We win it. Yes. We win it. Yes. I don't know. I never click on links, but I think you should click on this one.
Yes. Please go vote, and we thoroughly appreciate it if you did. And if we don't win, well, I guess we'll keep doing it.
I'm always scared if people send me links to stuff without any thing written on it. I'm like, oh, that'll encrypt me. I'm afraid it'll take all my photos that I've had on my phone, and I'll be
nude. You're
going
to get exposed.
Yeah,
yes.
And all my nudes will be out there, and then you're exposed. Yeah. Did you hear that scam? Somebody will call you and say, we can get access to all your nude photos and show them to those. And I'm just always like, well, go ahead and show them.
I don't have any. I don't.
You know, young people do that. And
I don't take photos of myself naked. I just let it be a surprise for whoever and whenever I get seen.
I took one photo of myself fig leafing in the mirror once on a New Year's Day so that I compare myself the next year to see if I look better or worse.
How'd that go? Did you look better?
No. It was a bad year. I think it was 2020. I think I did it at the start of 2020. That's probably why we got cursed with COVID. I did that, and that was It was like, you know, poking the finger in God's face.
It wasn't some dude eating a bat sandwich.
No.
It was you.
Somewhere, somebody ate that bat sandwich. That
ruined everything.
That butthole. That,
asshole,
that one
dude.
Guy.
Come on now.
Eats a bat.
I hope it was good.
I hope you had a great meal. Right. Your bat sandwich. Look what the rest of us got out of that.
We got
My
screwed out of that.
God.
Man. Still struggling for
that. Now, you and I, let me say this. I love our top five today, which we'll get to later, of course. It just came to me on a whim. I don't know why.
Great idea.
I just said, let's do this one. It's the top five McDonald's food items on their menu. Now, I'll bet you have all current day menu items, or do you?
I do. I mean, everything on my list you can still get.
I put a few on here that you probably haven't even, I know you haven't
probably
tried.
Probably haven't even heard of.
Boy, they used to have some good stuff.
They used to try to expand a little bit.
Yeah, they've done pizza and stuff, McPizza and all. I think they should stay with the burgers.
I feel like
they've
hit their stride and they know what works, and we're just going to keep it like that.
What are you, not to get too into it before the end of this broadcast, but this podcast, but what do you think of the fish sandwich?
It's a complete waste of time.
I hate it.
It's a complete waste of time. I was expecting you to have that on your list.
No, I don't like it.
Okay, me either.
A lot of people do.
I think people who eat fish sandwiches are psychotic, and especially from a fast food restaurant.
Right,
you know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know where else you can get fish sandwiches. But I feel like the people who go to fast food restaurants and order a fish sandwich just do it to stand apart.
The only one I think I've had, and I've seen the one like at Long John Silver's, and some of them are like a thicker piece of fish. Mm-hmm. And look different. But McDonald's, you probably know how that came about. Did you know this?
No, I don't know the story.
In Philadelphia, 50 years ago, or whenever it was, there was one McDonald's franchise, and his business suffered during Lent because Catholics, can't eat meat on Friday.
Okay.
So, of course, they had the typical McDonald's menu, and his business was down, and there was a big Catholic community. And, in fact, I think he was right across the street from a Catholic church. And so he petitioned... One year after his sales suffered, he petitioned like the headquarters of McDonald's, can I come up with a fish sandwich to serve on Fridays during Lent so that my customers still have something to eat? And so he did, and they loved it. And it was so simple for him. It was, tartar sauce and cheese, which to me is a terrible combination.
I've had like three in my life and hate
My grandmother used to love them. Mm. I hate them. But he put that on the menu for just him, and it sold so well, they were like, well, let's try it other places. So they test marketed it, and now, of course.
Well, now they double them up. You can get a double fish sandwich now. Yeah, I think
is
they
that
brought
on the
that
secret
to the
menu or a regular?
I think they bring it around. Like, you can get a double fillet of fish.
Do you believe in secret menus? I always hear of those things, but I don't know if they're really real.
Well, here's the thing. You know, you go on social media, and they're like, if you go to Five Guys and you tell them you want X, Y, and Z, I have a feeling I'm going to get there and do it, and I'm going to look like an idiot. They're like, I have no idea what the hell you're talking about,
sure
fam.
That's what they do.
What we got is right here.
Well, yeah.
Order right there.
You know, there's one at McDonald's. I think it's called the TikTok or the 10 o'clock or something like that.
Oh, the 10:35.
The 10:35.
Yes.
Where you get like half breakfast sandwich, half Big Mac or whatever.
I've had that before.
Did you like that?
Yes, it was great.
Really? So what is it exactly?
So it's you get an Egg McMuffin and a double cheeseburger, and you just put the McMuffin innards inside of the cheeseburger.
And you like that.
So you get the egg, the cheese, and the...
You know, I'm not a breakfast. Did you put any breakfast food
on? I do have one breakfast item.
I didn't put it. I don't like breakfast food.
Not at all.
No. I mean, I'll eat it. Look, if it's in front of me, I will eat it. But I would never, if you say skip one meal, it would always be breakfast.
That's my favorite meal of all
time.
Yeah,
a lot of people love.
You can't beat like eggs, pancakes, bacon. Oh, it's so good.
I mean, I like bacon. I like pancakes. I never seek them out. I'd much rather have burger fries.
Speaking of secret menu, the best secret menu item I've ever had was at McDonald's. It was the Land, Air, and Sea Burger.
I've heard of that.
It was so good.
And
man.
That's chicken?
Chicken, fish, and beef.
Beef.
You
on
go
the
like,
same?
Yeah, on the same thing. And you just get all of that goodness in one bite.
And what else is on that?
So you get like a filet of fish, you get the chicken sandwich, and I think it's a quarter pounder.
Right.
You just pile that shit up on top of each other.
The cheese and the.
Yes.
Is there ketchup and mustard?
Yeah, all that stuff.
Quarter pounder.
You just get rid of the buns and just put them all under the same bun.
My goodness.
Put them all under the same
house. You know, the Luther burger was from Luther Vandross. You know this burger.
Yes, yes.
Luther died, you know.
Unfortunately.
He had issues with, he ate poorly.
He did. I mean, you know.
He was the first to use donuts as the bun of a burger.
Have you ever had one?
No. Good.
Yes, it is.
You know what else I don't like? I'll tell you I don't like this. Chicken and waffles.
Ugh.
Never
liked the whitest human on the planet.
Never liked chicken and waffles. Did not. And I don't like that... I just recently had that spicy honey something.
Like a hot honey?
Yeah,
like,
hot honey
on like a pizza?
Hot honey. Awful. Awful. I mean, I just had it on my finger, and I thought, too spicy. Too spicy for me. I wouldn't eat it.
Oh, my God, dude.
I wouldn't have.
God.
And I hate the chicken and waffles. It kept being built up in my mind. Like, so good. And I went, and I was like, this is not any good. It was that place around the corner.
Well, see, here's the thing. Before I started working here, I used to travel 45 minutes just to eat there.
And it's right around the corner.
And ever since I started working here, I've never been there. It's the weirdest thing.
Still open?
And I love, it's amazing. It's such good food, but I don't know. Chicken and waffles isn't like a middle of the day.
Yeah.
You got to set aside some time to eat chicken and waffles.
Guess.
You know what I mean?
Well, I went for lunch and it was terrible.
It's
heavy
amazing.
And I didn't like it at all. But anyway, we're not even doing
that. We're not even talking
about
food.
We're not even talking about food yet. You've got your green shirt on today for the Masters.
Post-Masters green shirt. Yep.
Scotty Scheffler, as predicted.
He's the guy.
He's the guy. Yeah, he's great.
For the moment.
Well, and you know, we had this big argument the other day about Tiger versus Jack. Mm-hmm. I think Nicklaus is better. You think Woods is better.
Of course.
But Scheffler might be. We talked about how all these guys will come up to the top, like Rory McIlroy or Jordan Spieth or whoever, but they never last.
Never stand the test of time, no.
Because that's what's so impressive about Tiger.
Well,
and about Nicklaus.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
But... because they, you know,
to
for
be at
decades,
the top of your game for 20 plus years and seeing how nobody else is able to recreate that, that's impressive.
Very rarely,
there's been
happen.
Flashes of people, but nobody's been able to withstand it.
Now, Scheffler, I don't expect him to do that, but he is steady. I mean,
he's good.
Steady as a rock, isn't he?
Do you think, a buddy asked me this, do you think he'll get the Grand Slam in his career?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't know why, but I don't. I feel like he's tailor-made for Augusta.
The Masters,
and probably the PGA.
Yeah.
But I don't know that he will win like the British and then the U.S. Open. I like the Masters is my favorite because it's so beautiful. My God.
Yeah, and it's just an institution,
man.
Oh, my
God. It doesn't even look real.
It doesn't.
It's so gorgeous.
This is the first time, like, as a golfer that I've actually, like, watched the Masters. Mm-hmm. Those greens are stupid.
Yeah, they're hard.
Oh, my God.
They're tough, yeah.
Like, that one shot that he put in at 9 on Sunday.
Oh, great shot. What a shot.
And, like, I thought it was going to go in. And then the last second, it just... veered off to the left.
Very difficult conditions. You know what they say, too, about... I think what I love about Augusta is it's high risk, high reward. Like, you can put it in the middle of the green and make a par.
Yeah.
But if you go for something, then you are flirting with a double bogey.
Exactly,
like, all those guys fell apart.
Yeah.
They went for a little too much, and they go... And it's the most beautiful thing. I mean, it's just a gorgeous golf course.
Yeah.
And I really... Now, U.S. Open is my second favorite because I love seeing them play a really hard golf
course. Exactly,
yes. And
that's the thing about the Masters. Granted, it is a hard course. They are playing the same course every year.
Yes.
So, like, Tiger, who... I don't understand how he ends up finishing
dead last.
10 under, you know what I mean?
Or 10 over,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And he's played that course 900 times, you know.
Well, but, you know, there's a small, the thin line between really good and really bad in golf. And for him, well, for anyone who plays it, the thing I love about Augusta is you can shoot a good score, like I just said.
Yeah.
But the U.S. Open is just a grind. I mean, if you get behind four or five shots there, it's hard to put together a 66 on a Sunday.
Well, that was like, it was a couple of years ago. It was in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And like the first day people came out, they were shooting like 10 under.
Surprising.
And then everybody else, like the rest of the weekend, it was like, okay, we're struggling to get like two under.
This year's Pinehurst, and the winter will probably be right around even par.
Probably
It'll be between like 300 and two over. That's, it's hard golf, and I like that about the U.S.
I do, too.
In fact, I like the majors, to me, are great in golf because it's a different experience every time. Of course, British Open is totally different because it's links golf. U.S. Open, what we just said, is hard.
Yeah.
Augusta is just picturesque and amazing. And then the PGA is my least favorite of the four, but still really good because you go from different places and it can be different things.
Now,
I like it.
Here's my thing. The one thing that I wish we had more of in golf was a little bit more chest pumping.
Yep.
Chest beating. I wish there was a lot. And I get it. You know, golf is such a respectable sport. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But Scottie Scheffler, he's up by four strokes on the 18th tee box.
Yes.
Just stoic. Like, you couldn't stop me from not talking to people, like just getting the crowd pumped up a little bit.
That's what I love about
it. We need that.
No, that's
like,
what I love.
It is not until he hits that last putt that he actually shows a little bit
of
emotion.
That's what I love about it.
I need
it's
some more.
Completely the difference between me and me. I love the way he acted. I love the fact that he's never always on brand, always. That's what's so great about golf. It never changes. I love that.
I need some personality with my golfers.
I don't like
that's
personality.
What
it's why I dislike people like Patrick Reed, who's always, You get that at the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, you do, which I love. I think that's so good.
I like the Ryder Cup.
I love that. But at the give me something, man.
You know what I thought was the most overblown story of the Masters? I never thought for one instant that Scottie Scheffler's wife was going to give birth. And I think he was able to say, I'll leave as soon as she goes into labor, because he knew darn good and well she wasn't going to give birth.
Yeah.
In 1993, harken me back to this story. Mm-hmm. You'll be surprised at this. In 1993, the Houston Oilers were a team, NFL. Mm-hmm. And one of their linemen, they had a big game. It was late in the season. It was a pretty important game. Like, they were playing for the playoffs. And one of their linemen, a big-time, like, their left tackle, you know, a big-time lineman, his wife went into labor, like, on the Saturday before they were going to fly out for the game. It's a road game. And he said, well, I'm not making the trip. I'm staying with my wife. And sure enough, she overnight goes into labor. Yeah. She has the baby, like, during the game.
Yeah.
And he was really criticized, like, you left your teammates, you let them down by not going. He said, I don't care. I'm seeing the birth of my baby.
Yeah.
So it was a real discussion and he got a lot of criticism. Today, if you didn't go,
you'd be a dirtbag.
How dare you?
A dirtbag.
Listen, my wife told me, and Scottie Scheffler said, if I'm walking up the 15th green with a 5-shot lead, I'm still leaving.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. You do not leave. You telling me you're on the 17th fairway, you're on the tee box of 17 with a 4-shot lead, your wife calls and I'm in labor. You're not leaving.
I would have to have that conversation with her beforehand. Like, look, if I'm not doing well, I'll leave.
Of course.
If I'm leading, you have to understand I need to finish this.
My wife told me, even if you were just in contention, even if you're down 2 shots, you stay.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And then you get there. I mean,
what are you really going to do?
Exactly.
What are you going to do?
Let me tell you, I've been there twice.
Yes.
You do nothing.
No.
You breathe, stand there. You count to 10.
You're there for emotional support. That's why your mom is there.
Barely.
Yes.
I mean, I almost threw up. the second one in particular.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. I don't know what it was, but the second one, I had to turn my face to the wall.
Yeah.
I mean, it is just like how women give birth is beyond me.
It's amazing, isn't
it?
Oh,
God. Yeah. I mean, I was supposed to count to 10 over and over and over again, and I just stopped, and the doctor's like, I thought I was just there for decoration anyway.
Yeah.
The doctor's like, you need to be counting. And I was like, sorry.
Oh, my bad.
He goes, are
sorry.
You okay?
Yeah,
I mean, I looked like I was about to faint.
Like, no, I'm not okay. Pretty far from okay.
Pretty far. But now, that day, I think it was my son. He was born early in the morning, and they brought in a breakfast. And I did have, my wife didn't want it because, of course, she was giving birth. So I said, I'll have that.
Yeah.
I took it. It was like an eggs and a bacon.
Yeah, nice.
I did have that. Yeah. But that was, but I just thought that about show. And isn't it shocking how far we've come from 30 some years ago?
Yeah.
They would never do that. You have to say, I'll
be
with my wife.
And that's probably, here's the thing. people probably knew that she was pregnant, yeah. and then that was just a narrative that was going to be there. Yeah. And of course, he's going to be like, no, screw my wife. I'm going to fit it. This is about me, baby.
Of course he said
it. I'm the man.
I bet if she had gone into labor and he was on the 15th hole, she wouldn't have even told
him. She probably could. She probably may have gone into labor.
But we don't even know.
We would never know about it.
She's on the way home. He's on the way home now and got the trophy.
And then he could claim ignorance, be like, oh, I had no idea. He doesn't have his phone out there.
No.
Nobody's got their phone. How's he going to know about it anyway?
Now, do you think he's going to win all four?
Probably so.
You think?
I would like to see it.
He is an amazing golfer.
I would like to see it.
He could.
And he's, what, 27?
Yeah, and I like him.
I think he's a good dude.
I like him a lot. Yeah. If he's, is he the next to really, I mean, how many is he going to finish with? Well, Tiger's got 15. How many is he going to finish? Jack's got 18.
Well, how many majors does he have right now?
Two.
Just the two Masters?
I think that's it.
He doesn't have another one?
I think that's it.
No, I don't think he'll get anywhere close.
I think
he may win a few more, but he won't get it anywhere close.
I mean, how many does Rory have? Eight?
I don't know. I don't even think he's got that many. Yeah.
I think
the distance between Tiger and the next guy, who's what, maybe Phil Mickelson, is probably pretty substantial.
I think Mickelson has eight.
Okay.
Now, Mickelson has three Masters.
Yeah.
Now, Mickelson never won the U.S. Open, and that was a real bugaboo because he finished second six times.
Yeah.
Six.
Wow.
And he had it 1 year and hit it in a trash can. Oh, he hit driver into a trash can, literally.
Yeah.
But let's see. I think Mickelson has, he has three Masters. He has two British Open and one PGA,
okay.
I believe.
Yeah.
And I know Nick Faldo has six.
Yeah.
Because he won three Masters and three British Opens, but nothing else.
Okay.
So he lost in a playoff in the U.S. Open once to Curtis Strange.
I hate to say it. I hate to be negative about it, but I don't think that we're going to get another Tiger type of run for a very long time.
In our lifetime?
Yeah, maybe in our lifetime, yes.
I
think it's going to be just smattering of, here's a guy who will win two or three, here's a guy who will win maybe four, but that I think that's going to stand for a while.
I know Tom Watson has won, I want to say eight.
Yeah.
He won eight. Nicholas won 18. Tiger won 15. I'm not sure between there. There may be a 12, or like, I don't know, who else.
Yeah.
But, you know, those big numbers may be gone.
Next phenom, I don't think we're going to see for a very, very long time.
But they're so young and so good. They start so young.
Yeah. But I think they maybe get burned out so early.
Yeah,
and I think that it's kind of hard to teach that mentality that Tiger has. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or had.
Do you think Tiger, if he hadn't had that Thanksgiving night wreck and he hadn't had all those issues, he probably would have won more.
Yeah, he probably would have.
Really messed him up.
Yeah,
he punished his body, too. Yeah. He did all those things like the Navy SEAL stuff. Mm-hmm. And this week when I looked at him, my God, he was jacked.
Huge, man. He's huge.
That's what I want to look like.
Yeah,
same. Why?
Yeah.
God, I mean, what is he doing? He nearly lost his leg in a wreck.
I want an eighth of his talent. That's all I need.
Oh,
an eighth.
God. Yeah, just a little Tiger in you is what you need. All right, is there anything else before we get to the top five? You probably have something else to talk about.
I was discussing something with the other day. We had some unfortunate events happen in world news the other day. A lot
the
of people
Iran
are
talking attack on Israel.
I don't want to get into that too much, but a lot of people are talking about the doomsday type of thing.
Yes.
I want to know what your ideal doomsday situation is. And I know that's kind of morbid to discuss, but I mean, I know people think that it's going to be like a war, or would you rather it be some sort of like environmental catastrophe? And how long do you think you would last in a post-apocalyptic situation?
I think I'd rather it be an environmental apocalypse,
like an asteroid. Like an Armageddon? You've seen the movie Armageddon?
I have.
Would you like to know about it? Would you want to know that this is coming?
I would, because then I would try to get into a bunker or
would
something.
Would you try?
I would try, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Although I've been told that if a nuclear bomb hits, try to get vaporized immediately because otherwise.
I think running towards it would be the best idea.
Because if you run away from it later, your third hand will reach out of your body poke out your eyes or you'll want it to.
Yeah.
I don't know. What a terrible. I mean, I would really try. I think I do pretty well. You know, I feel like I could,
I mean, are you prepping? Are you prepping at all?
I'm not a prepper.
No,
I'm really not. I don't ever think about that kind of thing.
Really?
Do you? Do you prep?
No, I don't prep at all.
No.
Like, I don't want to be anywhere near a post-apocalyptic situation.
Oh, you
want to
be taken out.
Yeah, I want to. I would, like, if they were like, okay, the meteorite is going to land right here, I'm driving towards it.
You are?
Yes.
Did you, I would try to survive. Yeah, I really would.
No, I would not try to survive.
What is the show, the zombie show, Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Watch that?
No, never watched. I mean, I remember what it was happening, but I never
feel like
it.
I could do all right.
In a zombie apocalypse, if they don't run fast, I feel like I could do okay as well.
You know what they say to do there is go to really sparsely populated areas like Utah or Wyoming.
Go to the mountains.
Or
like go out to sea.
Go to Montana.
Martha's Vineyard.
A lot of wide open space.
Yeah.
Very few people.
That's right.
I don't expect that to happen. I've not prepped for that. I don't think that's a real possibility, but the others, unfortunately, are real possibilities.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hate that whole Iran, Israel. God, can't we just
get along, man?
Jeez, enough already.
Can we just get along? I don't know. Like, it's just such a weird, man. Like, do you, like, get nervous at all about stuff like that? Like, do you, like, get anxiety about stuff like that?
And there's so many things out of your control, you know? Yeah. And I think it affects your job and your future and your retirement and all that, because some idiot like Putin is attacking Ukraine for no reason, or he thinks there's a reason, I'm sure, or Iran versus Israel. Yeah, it bothers me. I can't stand that stuff. I've got to stop thinking about that.
Yes.
That's why on this show,
we talk about food.
Top five McDonald's.
Yes, we're going to talk about McDonald's.
Let me give you a couple now.
Okay.
These are like extras, okay? First of all, at one time, they had a seaweed burger. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
At one time, they had a vegetarian burger. It was made of seaweed. I tried it. It was pretty good. I mean, for seaweed.
Okay. Was it like a burger wrapped in seaweed?
No, the burger itself was made of seaweed. It was made of plant.
Okay.
And they called it called the McPlant, I think.
Okay.
Long time ago. And I thought it was okay. The texture wasn't great, but the taste was good.
Okay.
They had a thing one time called the McCheddar, which I loved, but only lasted a little while. Burger with a ton of cheddar cheese and then like grilled onions. And I thought it was very, very good.
Okay.
This is probably 1989. And I thought it was very
That sounds
very
really good.
That was good. I liked it, but it didn't last at all.
Yeah.
And then I liked, they had this is probably late 90s. I think they were, they had some problems at McDonald's with their finances. They weren't making as much money as they once were. So they brought out a Big Angus burger. You ever had the Big Angus?
I think I did have a Big Angus burger.
Loved it.
Yes.
Loved it. Thicker beef.
Yes.
You could get it like Western style, which is barbecue sauce and onion, or you could get like lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise.
Yeah.
The original Angus burger, which I think it didn't go well because it sounds too much like anus. I really do. I think people called it the Big Anus.
You don't hear a lot of Angus stuff anymore. I remember that was a big, like,
I think people call it the Big Anus.
That was a big word that people use.
I know
with
some
beef.
Jokesters
yeah.
around me said, what are you getting? The Big Anus. And I always did. And I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it. And then they had the Arch Deluxe, which I didn't think was as good, but that was it had a big bun on it. You know the Arch Deluxe?
Don't remember the Arch Deluxe.
This was another time that I think they were trying to, again, their profits weren't as substantial, so they tried. And it was a reintroduction of a burger, but the bun was real thick. That was the problem.
Now, the only one that I remember that was no longer is the Big and Tasty.
Yeah,
the Big and Tasty came out. Like, it was a good burger, you know. It was a little much, but that was the only one I really remember.
So now our thing here is the top five items on the McDonald's menu, and I am putting one on there that is no longer on the menu, and you would never have tried.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But one of them is on it. So you give me your top five McDonald's.
My number five is a breakfast item: the bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddle.
Yeah, those are good.
I love the McGriddles.
That was
one of the best introductions of a breakfast food that anybody could have done. And nobody else has been able to like master that like McDonald's did.
When I saw it and it was like, there's syrup inside the bun and it's got sausage or bacon or whatever, I thought, that's not going to work. I hate the idea of that. But then when I tasted it, it's like, that's perfect.
Yes, because I remember when it came out and I'm like, this is not going to last.
Yeah.
And it's still on the menu.
And doing well. Yeah,
doing very well. Probably the best thing on the breakfast menu.
It's a little sweet, and it's got the salty along with it.
Yes.
That's like really good
the
idea.
The cheese gets melted perfectly in between the buns.
I didn't think the cheese and the syrup would go well, but
yeah,
it does.
Yeah, it does.
It's good. It's a real. That was a smart idea, and others have tried to copy it.
McDonald's biscuits, I think, are underappreciated.
McDonald's
has good, but depending on where you are in the country, they kind of differ. McDonald's biscuits are incredible.
I agree. Yeah. I think those are all good. My number five, I do like this. I put the Big Mac as the number five.
Yeah, that's
classic.
The McDonald's burger. Yes.
Totally different than any other burger that I never wanted to try it. I always thought this will be terrible. But then I liked it.
Some people say it's a club sandwich.
Well, I do. I like the way they do it. And the meat is not as like thick as the quarter pounder, but I like it a lot. I think it's really good.
Did you ever have the double Big Mac?
No. Is that good?
It was very good. Like I always thought the Big Mac needed a little bit more meat.
Yeah.
And that met my expectations right there.
And there's still a club bun in the middle?
Yeah, still a club bun in the middle. It's like two patties.
Yeah.
Two patties bun. Yeah.
Do you like, and you know, the cheese on the bottom, I believe, on that. Isn't that right?
Yes. Yeah, that's a smart idea.
They do it differently. Mm. And you know, do you ever see that movie, The Founder?
Yes, very good movie. Yes.
That's how McDonald's is so simple with stuff like that.
It is. They figured it out.
So I put the Big Mac on there. I like the sauce.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I don't like it on anything else,
but I like
except
it on that.
The Big Mac.
I agree.
It fits perfectly on there.
Yes. What's your number four?
The Coca-Cola at McDonald's.
Oh my God.
I don't know what the hell they do.
Oh, I do. Well, I've heard about this.
Yeah.
They have a specific... That is such a great one. That's a great one.
All of the Sprite, the Diet Coke, and the Coke.
Perfect.
Unlike any other.
You know why? They have the perfect amount of syrup versus carbonated water.
Yeah.
And they make sure of that. And from what I've heard, they keep it very cold, colder than others can.
Yeah.
And so it's cold when it comes out of the tap. And the ice is the exact right size for the cup.
Yeah.
And even the straw is
straw's a little bit bigger.
It's the perfect.
And that's why I like McDonald's.
They did
their research and development team is extraordinary.
When they started doing their drinks, they wanted it just like that.
Yeah.
That's a very good point. The McDonald's Coke or soft drink is better than other restaurant soft drinks.
Yeah,
that's
unlike
true.
Any other.
I put the hot fudge sundae on at number four.
Ooh, okay.
I love it.
Okay.
And I get it with extra hot fudge.
Yes.
And they put the hot fudge at the bottom and then again on the top. So at the end, I've still got some to have, and I love it.
Do you like the McFlurry?
I do like the McFlurry.
Okay.
I do. I've only had one, but I thought it was very good.
McFlurry's very, very good.
But I love that hot fudge. So they introduced it. I think they introduced it when I was about 7 years old.
Yeah.
I love it. And I like the caramel.
Okay.
As well, but I like the hot fudge better. And even though they used to have strawberry. I don't think they have strawberry.
I don't know. They don't have strawberry anymore.
They used to, and they would put like real strawberry syrup and real strawberries. It was very good.
Hell
but the caramel, and I love the hot fudge. Now, you used to order it. You could order it with nuts or no nuts.
Yeah.
This is, okay. Apparently, they stopped doing that in the 90s. So 2 years ago, I got one, and I said at the window, or my daughter got one. I said, hot fudge sundae, no nuts. And my daughter was like, what are you saying? And they were like, what are you talking about? Well, they don't have nuts anymore. Too many peanut allergies.
It's been too long since you've been to the McDonald's drive-thru.
Not even an option now. That's right.
Well, along those lines, my number two, I'm going to skip number three, but number two, just the ice cream in general
it's very
at McDonald's.
Good. But isn't there the big thing is that the machine is broken all the time?
That's the thing, which I think is garbage. Yeah. I just don't think.
They don't want to clean it, right?
Apparently the cleaning process is pretty extravagant, but as far as soft serve ice cream.
Good.
It's the best out there. It's
very
the best
good.
That there
it
is.
It is. I agree.
Yes.
You like it better than the Wendy's frosting.
100%. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Now, I do love a Wendy's frosting.
You know who has terrible soft serve ice cream? It's Chick-fil-A. Their ice cream cones are terrible.
Not as good.
No.
Not
they're
as
like
good.
It's weird. It's like a I don't know how to explain. It's like chalky almost.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
It's a different texture for sure.
My number 3 though is the French fries.
Well, that I put the French fries on.
Yes.
I put that at number 2.
I figured that would be high on your list as well.
I mean, that's premier, what everybody says is the best French fry is McDonald's.
The premier French fry in fast food.
I mean,
maybe in general, the premier.
I don't know how they do it, but they're all golden crisp. And
even when they're not hot and fresh, they're still good.
And they, you know, they salt it just right.
Yes.
And whatever it is, I think they leave them in the exact right amount of time in the grease. And if you do get them hot, they're good. And I've heard that. You should leave the bag. I heard this about Five Guys too. You should leave the bag open. Don't
twirl it up
at the top because that causes them to get limp.
Yeah.
But if you leave it open, no matter they can sit longer and still be crispy and good.
Huh.
And you know how Five Guys will give you 1,000 fries.
Exactly.
You like Five Guys?
I love Five Guys.
That's good.
Five Guys is good.
Great.
Too expensive, but I think it's worth it.
But very good.
Yeah.
And they give you a lot of fries.
High quality.
The fries are great and the burgers are really good.
Is McDonald's the best fast food restaurant?
Well, you know I love Chick-fil-A.
I know.
Boy, McDonald's.
But like
is real...
you know, as far as like meeting every single, ticking every box,
and it is. It's like whenever I'm on the road and we're stopping for fast food, it's McDonald's.
Yes,
you know, it's never Burger King or Wendy's or Taco Bell or any of those.
Is the food as good as other places? No, but it's good enough.
It's comfortable. You know, something about it. It's you know exactly what you're going to get.
It's always in a good location.
Mm-hmm.
You can always get in and out easy.
Yeah,
which I think is big part of what they do.
You know the story about McDonald's there. Did I tell you this? McDonald's, this is what I've always heard, they scout out, like you say, research and development. If they're going to open a new store, they scout everything about the city. They come up, they spend thousands and thousands of dollars on planning, and they pick the perfect spot to open the McDonald's.
It's
then Burger King builds as close as they can.
Exactly.
Because they know they do.
It makes sense.
They really
I mean,
do.
Yeah. They, well, I mean, they got the perfect location, the research and development, like the Coke thing.
Yes, yes.
Who would have thought, like, we're going to make this better?
Yes.
How do you make an existing product better?
They did it.
The convenience is good.
Yep.
The service is always decent.
Yes.
They get it to you quick. There's no pulling up and waiting.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's the premier place.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah.
And the thing on the Burger King, I thought that was pretty smart of Burger King. It's like, well, we'll never be number one, but we'll get the second best spot.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what they did.
Yeah, go ahead.
So well, I had the fries number two. My number three was, this is an item you won't know, the McDLT. You ever heard of it?
I've heard of the McDLT.
Loved it.
Obviously, I've never had it.
Loved it.
How was it kind of organized?
Well, what they did was, now they used to have styrofoam containers back in the good old days before you had to, the earth. Okay.
Yeah.
So they had a very long styrofoam container. And the idea was they put the burger side on one side, the burger along with the bun. And on the other side, they had the top of the burger flipped up with lettuce, tomato, onions, mayonnaise, cheese.
Yeah.
So the hot side stayed hot and the cold side stayed cold.
Okay.
Which really was kind of just a gimmick.
Sure.
But when you put them together, for whatever reason, that burger was phenomenal. I loved that burger.
Okay.
I mean, many times you got it and the hot side wasn't even hot and the cold side wasn't even cold, but it didn't matter. God.
It was all going to the same place, dude.
That probably lasted from like 81 to 87, I'm guessing. Mid-80s. When that was discontinued, I cried. That's when I knew I had a weight issue. I cried. My father said, "Be a man and step up."
Put the McDLT though.
Stop crying because. But I love something about it.
Yeah.
God, the mayonnaise and what I think they had ketchup on it too. Jeez, that was a good sandwich.
Okay. Okay.
I love it. It's called the McDLT.
Can you recreate it?
I think it's impossible.
Okay.
Maybe I'd have to look online at exactly how they did it and then try to make it at home.
Okay.
But you know how McDonald's is. It never quite tastes.
And it changes over time.
So I'm interested in what is your number one item of choice at McDonald's?
The double cheeseburger.
Oh, really?
That's my go-to burger.
You always do.
Double cheeseburger, fry, and a Coke.
What's on the double cheeseburger?
So there's a difference between the double cheeseburger and the McDouble.
Right.
The difference being one slice of cheese.
Okay.
So it's bun, pickles, onions, ketchup, mustard, patty. I'm sorry, cheese, patty, bun.
And what's the difference in that and like the quarter pounder?
The quarter pounder, the thicker pieces of
meat. That's all
it is. Yeah, but the McDouble only has one piece of cheese.
Right.
Which, I don't give a shit what they say, you can taste the difference.
You want.
That extra piece of cheese makes a world of difference.
Makes a difference.
Yes.
But you say it has lettuce on it.
No, it
doesn't. No, it does
McDonald's,
not.
The double cheeseburger has no lettuce.
In fact, does anything at McDonald's other than the Big Mac these days have lettuce?
Does the quarter pounder not have lettuce? Oh, yeah, I guess it's just the Big Mac.
That's right. My favorite is it's the double quarter pounder with cheese.
Yes.
And it used to be the quarter pounder with cheese.
Yeah.
Perfect greasy burger. Mm-hmm. They've made it better by getting like a real all beef patty recently, within the last few years. And at first I thought the quarter pounder with cheese is the best. Why would I go to a double? And as soon as I had it, I was like, oh yeah.
This is the reason.
Even
more of
it. Phenomenal.
And if people are like, what's the difference between a regular cheeseburger and a double cheeseburger? It makes a difference. It does.
The double quarter pounder, what does it have? Mustard, ketchup, cheese, onions, pickles, onions.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
And bigger onions, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the little chopped up onions, which I like. You like the little
chopped up onions?
I used to have to take those off when I was a kid. Now I like them.
Okay, yeah.
But the quarter pounder, but for me specifically, the double quarter pounder with cheese, mwah, love it.
My favorite thing to do, the fattest thing that I do, is take a bite of a cheeseburger, three or four fries, and then a big swig of Coke and mix it all up in my mouth. It's the best feeling on the planet.
That is the fattest thing
you've done. It's the fattest thing I've ever done.
The best feeling on the planet to me is a completed workout.
I'm glad.
I just told my son that the other day. I said, the best feeling in the world is a completed workout. That's where I'm going now to work out.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Do you like Whoppers? Like the Whopper burger, Whopper with cheese?
I do. No.
You don't? I do.
No.
I do.
Too much crap on it.
I like it.
It's too much.
I think it's a good product.
The meat to vegetable ratio is way off.
I'm a fan, but I haven't had it in a long time.
It might as
time.
Well be a BLT to me.
Do you like a BLT?
No.
You don't?
No,
I
waste
do.
Of time.
I like those. You told me that the other
day.
I'm going to work out. I invite you to come with me today and work out. We're going in 45 minutes.
You know
Let's
what?
Do it. Let's do it.
No,
come
I'm
on.
Good.
Let's do it.
I'm good.
There's nothing. Afterwards, you should go work out with me, and we'll do what I think is the best feeling is leaving the workout. Then we'll go swish around all that crap in your
there
mouth.
There we go. Yeah, just completely negate the workout.
That's nice. That's nice. All right. Listen, vote for us.
Yeah, vote for us. Yes, Weekly. The link to vote is in the description of the video.
That would be nice.
Please do it.
It would be nice if we actually
it.
Won an award.
That would be fun. Yeah, wouldn't it?
I won't beg for the award. That's fine. Back again next week, The Square and the Round.